I want to move to another thing that happened at the G20. When you took some time to meet with the Saudi prince, the Saudi crown prince, MBS, you raised the issue of Raif Badawi, his sister, Jamal Khashoggi, and the war in Yemen. How does a leader respond to another leader coming up to him and saying, listen, we have some problems here? How does he respond to that?
Well, I think that very much depends on the way things are phrased. And my frame in all cases on the world stage is Canada wants to be helpful in moving us towards a better place as a planet. It's never a situation of you know, imagining that we can stand there and tell another country what to do or how to do it. It's saying, look, it would be great if you were to do this, and we could be helpful in moving forward in a constructive way.
How do you say to the Crown Prince, we're pretty sure you were involved in the killing of an innocent journalist?
Oh, we say we need better answers on that. We need better accountability. The killing of a journalist is something that is extremely serious to Canadians, to me,
and his response to you saying that, with you knowing full well what you know about the intelligence behind it?
His response is, look, we're happy to continue to work and get more information and more proof. And if you have proof or information, continue to provide it. So that's exactly what
we're
doing.
And do you roll your eyes at that point?
Being a leader on the world stage involves having an ability to engage with all types of people without letting personal feelings overtake one's involuntary movements.